This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We made a phone call. We said we need to bring in not only the biggest New York Yankee fan in New York City, not only the biggest New York Yankee fan at WFAN, we need to bring in Brian Cashman's boy toy. We need to bring in Aaron Boone's plaything. So, ladies and gentlemen, New York Yankee fans, you may hear him during the overnight. You may see clips of him on social media. It is sort of a reunion because he was a part of the very successful Carton and Roberts program. It's Big Mac, Chris McMonagle. Chris, how good are the Yankees?
Oh, they're terrific. Thank you, Evan. I'm back. And it's good to be back. And thank you for that introduction. I'm literally making up business cards. I think I'm going to put all of that on there.
Brian Cashman's boy toy.
Brian Cashman's boy toy. I like that. Yes. And Aaron Boone's plaything. I think that's what you said. Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? Yeah, no, the Yankees are brutally bad. They're the worst team in baseball. And thanks for inviting me on such a glorious day.
Well,
couldn't wait when they were the first team, the 50, I didn't get a phone call.
Well, Tiki wasn't in Denver, Colorado. What can I tell you? I have been one of those baseball fans who has been very patient. I have been very patient with the New York Yankees. Yesterday on this show, take it for what it's worth, I made a prediction. And that prediction was the Yankees would win that game. Nestor Cortez would bounce back from his road struggles. The Yankees would win last night against Tampa, and they would have success against the Baltimore Orioles. I'm here to tell you, obviously, I was wrong. The Yankees lost a brutal game last night that was really lost in the first inning for a myriad of reasons, and then a kind of tantalizing ending to this game in the ninth inning. What I am here to tell you, and you tell me where you're at, is I am willing to admit that if the New York Yankees, who are going to Baltimore this weekend, and they've got Gerrit Cole on the mound, and they've got Luis Gil on the mound, and Corbin Burns ain't walking through that door, and the Orioles have been mediocre now for a while. If the New York Yankees don't start to reappear this weekend, then much like how they said, once you lose Cronkite, you lose America, they'd lose Evan. So I have been firm that they're not as bad as you guys think. I'm not out on them yet, but even I have my limits. And while last night was a test, I look to this weekend. And I say, if you can't have success now, if you can't turn this around, because you're still in it in the American League East, if you can't have success this weekend, then I will go into the All-Star break thinking, wow, everything I thought about the New York Yankees is dead wrong.
Never. That's my answer to you, Evan.
What do you mean, never?
No, listen. This is as bad as they've been and as important as this game is, and you're right, this is the biggest start of the year for Cole. This might be arguably his biggest start in even throughout all of last year while he won the Cy Young. This is a big game and a big series. But having said all that, as disappointed as I am, as frustrated as I am, there is a limit. It's not here. It's not before the All-Star break, and it's not before the trade deadline. And that's the major difference between what happened in 2022 that every Yankee fan who's pissed off about what's happened over the last handful of years will harken back to, that great start followed by the collapse and the disastrous series against the Astros and the ALCS. The difference is they still have the opportunity to make changes to this team, and it's right there in front of them.
Yes.
And as long as that is still there, now, yes, we're still waiting for injuries to return. Significant injuries. Stanton was a significant part of this team. The three of them had more home runs than other franchises. We heard the stat over and over again. He was having a solid year. You still have John Birdie, who no one remembers, who would be a much upgrade to this team. Obviously, Jason Dominguez, we are still waiting for. Plus, there is an ability to go out there and improve the team. And whatever happens this week, they could be five games behind mm-hmm. Baltimore, as if that's the worst-case scenario. They would still be in a playoff position. They're still in front of a team that I think has played well against the Yankees, but is flawed in the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. And I'm sorry. As bad as this team has been, I do not believe they're this bad. I refuse to believe they're this bad. And whether the start and the turnaround begins this weekend, or whether it starts sometime before the trade deadline or after the trade deadline. Until I know, pencils are down, Brian Cashman is done, this Yankee team is what we're looking at. Until I get to that point, I am not giving up on this.
By the way, let me just interject with a fact to prove that you are indeed, quote, Brian Cashman's boy toy.
Okay.
You just used one of his phrases.
Which one?
The pencils down yes. phrase well, is a Cashman phrase.
Right, and it's right there in front of us as a Boone phrase.
I know, exactly.
You want to call me what you are? Listen, that's how it is. You want to put me in the jungle? Here I am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.